Hey, brother, you want to give us a bit of a rundown on a little bit of history with Ty back in the Mayor days, back in the early 2000s? Uncle Lester Green used to look after you for a bit.
Yeah, he used to look after me as a kid and do a bit of work with me, you know, because I was in and out of the boys' homes, YTC and things like that. Coming to the Mayor Centre and doing the men's group with you and Uncle Lester and catching up with you fellas there and going out on outings and AA meetings and NA meetings and all those types of things. So barbecues with other groups and things like that, which, you know, it was a good thing to get involved in the community back then, which I never really looked at because I was a youth then, you know. But time flies by and, you know, I'm still in the same situation what I was back then sort of thing. So I chose to go back home, back to Gunindjamara to get out of the city because when I was first incarcerated, when I was 13, 14, I was never allowed to go back home to my mother or father. So therefore, I was left to live in a youth hostel. I lived there for 7 years, you know, Bert Williams Hostel, which, you know, it's what does a kid do when, you know, you're out at 9 in the morning or kicked out till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you know. So what does a kid do? He goes to the streets, hanging around Collingwood and Fitzroy and the city and things like that, and we start to get involved with other people. And like you said early on, you know, people that, you know, it's your mates and things like that, you know, so which is some sort of encouragement. But when you're a youth, I suppose, you don't look at those things. You can't look at those things because your brain's not fully developed, you know. And so, like, as the years go by and things like that, you start to get involved in substance abuse and all that sort of stuff, you know, with the drugs and alcohol and things like that, you know. I used to drink and things like that, but I don't drink no more, see, because I was a different person when I was on the drink, which, you know, it turns a lot of us. And same as the drugs and things like that, you're getting involved in drugs and on the streets, and before you know it, you're sitting in the Fitzroy jack shop, you know. So so that's where it all starts. So I chose to go back home to get out of the city to try and stop this revolving door and this institutionalisation, you know. So, and I'm at an age now where I think enough's enough, you know. So, and slowly, like, I've been stopping everything, you know, because I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do any of that stuff no more. So I had a lapse this time when I was out, you know, due to some personal issues, but and now I'm back, set back here again. So, but like I said early on, I go back to country, I go back at the bush, I love the bush, so I go out there and just connect to the country, I suppose, and with them old fellas.
Yeah. Really nice. Sounds like you got a plan this time, eh?
Yeah, well, that's what, you know, each time we get out, we can just, all you can do is just try and change, you know, just small steps, just change things, change one thing at a time, I suppose, you know. Like, I suppose once you get rid of the negativity out of your life and, like, the substance abuse and all that sort of stuff, you know, and try and get involved in the community a bit more and things like that, and because there's younger fellas out there now, kids and that, you know, it's you don't want to see coming through these doors, you know, but which I've got children of my own, you know, so my oldest boy's 13 next year. Yeah, so just looking forward to trying to get out and do the right thing, I suppose.
Yeah, deliver.
Change this cycle and make that right choice.
Hmm.